Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast 276. Episode 276, that is, in which we will read the Tipitaka. This is Tipitaka Part 181. And, alright, the camera angle is a little funky today. I hope it's not too distracting. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and... Alright, I think that's a little better. Sorry, a little bit of Virgo OCD. How's everybody doing? So, we've got a brand new... Well, there was that clock, the 10-sided clock. That's to help everyone to be more familiar with our schedule, which we went over last time. So, Buddhist Books Podcast 276 and 277, we'll be doing Tipitaka, 278, Zen, 280, Padmasambhava, 285. It'll make more sense over the course of time, perhaps. Perhaps not. Anyway, so we're starting a whole new Mahavagga today. Mahavagga 8. Been reading Mahavagga for a while. I was living in a different place when we started Mahavagga. If you'd like to start at the beginning of Mahavagga, you can click right there. Beginning of Mahavagga 1. If, on the other hand, you would like to start at the beginning of these books here, the Tipitaka, you can click here for the Tipitaka playlist. Okay. We've added music as well recently, and turned down the dial on the seriousness. I've been trying to take the being very professional about these Buddhist Books episodes for the past year or so, and it's exhausting. So I'm just letting loose a little bit. I hope that the shift in tone doesn't alarm anyone too much. Okay. So, let's find out. The beginning of each Mahavagga section is usually involves a story that's a little bit engaging before it becomes just a repetitive list of rules and variations on a theme. So I'm looking forward to this. Let's see what Mahavagga 8 is like. The Great Division. Mahavagga 8. At one time, the Awakened One, the Lord, was staying at Rajagaha in the bamboo grove at the squirrel's feeding place. Now at that time, Visali was prosperous and flourishing, full of folk, thronged with people, and it was well off for food. And there were 7,707 longhouses. 7707. Anyway, and 7,707 gabled buildings, and 7,707 parks, and 7,707 lotus tanks. There was a courtesan, Ambapali, beautiful, good to look upon, charming. She was possessed of the utmost beauty of complexion, was clever at dancing and singing and lute playing, much visited by desirous people, and she went for a night for 50. Okay. And through her, Visali shone forth all the more. Then the urban council of Rajagaha went to Visali on some business. The urban council of Rajagaha saw that Visali was prosperous and flourishing, full of folk, thronged with people, and well off for food, and parentheses they saw, end parentheses, the 7,707 longhouses, three dots, thank you, Polytech Society, for saving us the trouble of having read about all the 7,707 things more than once. That's what they do. 7,707 Lotus Tanks and Ambapali, the courtesan. Beautiful, good to look upon, charming. Three dots. And parentheses they saw, and parentheses that through her, Visali shone forth all the more. Then the urban council of Rajagaha, having transacted that business in Visali, came back again to Rajagaha. They approached King Senia Bimbisara of Magad, and having approached, they spoke thus to King Senia Bimbisara of Magad. Quote, sire, Visali is prosperous and flourishing, three dots, and through her Visali shines forth all the more. It were good, sire, if we too might establish a courtesan. Quote, well now, good sirs, do find such a girl as you might establish as a courtesan. End quote. It was a different time. Now, at that time, there was in Rajagaha a girl called Salavati. Who was beautiful, good to look upon, charming. She was possessed of the utmost beauty of complexion. Then the urban council of Rajagaha established the girl, Salavati, as courtesan. And the courtesan Salavati soon came to be clever at dancing and singing and lute playing. She was much visited by desirous people, and she went for a night for the fee of 100. Then the courtesan Salavati soon became pregnant. Then it occurred to the courtesan Salavati, quote, men do not like a pregnant woman.
Are you sure?
If anyone should find out concerning me that, quote within quotes, the courtesan Salavati is pregnant, end quote within quotes, all respect for me would dwindle. What now if I should make it known that I am ill? End quote. Then the courtesan Salavati enjoined the doorkeeper, saying, quote, good doorkeeper, do not let any man come in. And if anyone asks for me, make it known that I am ill. End quote. Quote, very well, lady, end quote, that doorkeeper answered the courtesan Salavati in assent. Then the courtesan Salavati, when, parentheses, the child of, and parentheses, her womb, was mature, gave birth to a son. Then the courtesan Salavati enjoined a slave woman, saying, quote, now then, come along. Having put this boy into a winnowing basket, having taken him out, throw him away on a rubbish heap. End quote. Quote, very well, lady, end quote. And that slave woman, having answered the courtesan Salavati in assent, having put that boy into a winnowing basket, having taken him out, threw him away on a rubbish heap. Now, at that time, the king's son, Abhaya, by name, going in the morning to the royal audience, saw that boy surrounded by crows. Seeing this, he asked the people, quote, good sirs, what is this that is surrounded by crows? End quote. Quote, it is a boy, sire. End quote. Quote, is he alive, good sirs? End quote. Quote, he is alive, sire. End quote. Quote, well now, good sirs, Having brought that boy to our women's quarters, give him to foster mothers to care for. End quote. Quote, very well, sire. End quote. And these people, having answered Abhaya, the king's son, in assent, having brought that boy to the women's quarters of Abhaya, the king's son, gave him to foster mothers, saying, quote, care for him, end quote. Because it was said of him, quote, he is alive, end quote, they gave him the name of Jivaka. Because the prince caused him to be cared for, they gave him the name of Komarabhaka. And before long, Jivaka Kombarabaka attained 2 years of discretion. Then Jivaka Kombarabaka approached Abhaya, the king's son, and having approached, he spoke thus to Abhaya, the king's son. Quote, who, sire, is my mother? Who is my father? End quote. Quote, not even I, good Jivaka, know your mother, but I am your father, for I had you cared for. End quote. Then it occurred to Jivaka Kombarabaka, quote, without a craft, it is not easy to depend upon these royal families. Suppose I were to learn a craft, end quote. Now at that time there lived a world-famed doctor at Taxila. Then, oh, this is the backstory of, oh, Shivago. Let's, yeah, okay. Wow. It didn't even occur. Is this who? I think so. I'll just keep reading. I'm pretty sure this is the guy that they say that he introduced like Thai yoga body work, also known as Thai massage, like with the bending and the cracking and the hammer and stuff. All that stuff. They say that he started it. Then Jivaka Kombarabaka, without having asked (permission) and (of Abhaya, the king's son, set out for Taxila. In course of time, he arrived at Taxila, and that doctor, having approached, he spoke thus to that doctor. Quote, I want, teacher, to train in the craft. End quote. Quote, well then, good Jivaka, train in it. End quote. Then Jivaka Kombarabaka learnt much, and learnt it quickly. And he reflected upon it well, and he did not forget what he had learnt. Then at the end of 7 years, it occurred to Jivaka Kombarabaka, quote, I am learning much, and learning it quickly, and I am reflecting upon it well. And I do not forget what I have learnt. But after studying for 7 years, the end of this craft is not visible to me. When will the end of this craft be visible? Then Jivaka Kombarabaka approached that doctor. Having approached, he spoke thus to that doctor. Quote, I, teacher, am learning much and learning it quickly. And I am reflecting upon it well, and I do not forget what I have learnt. But after studying for 7 years, the end of this craft is not visible to me. When will the end of this craft be visible? End quote. Quote, well now, good Jivaka, taking a spade, touring a yojana all around Taxila, bring whatever you should see that is not medicinal. End quote. Quote, very well, teacher, end quote. And Jivaka Kombarabaka, having answered that doctor in assent, taking a spade, touring a yojana all round Taxila, did not see anything that was not medicinal. Then Jivaka Komarabhaka approached that doctor. Having approached, he spoke thus to that doctor, quote, "Teacher, while I was touring for a yojana all-round taxila, I did not see anything that was not medicinal." End quote. Quote, "You are trained, good Jivaka. This much is enough for a livelihood for you." End quote. And he gave him trifling provisions for the journey. Then Jivaka Komarabhaka, taking those trifling provisions for the journey, set out for Rajagaha. Then Jivaka Komarabhaka's trifling provisions for the journey became used up on the way at Saketa. Then it occurred to Jivaka Komarabhaka, quote, "These wilderness roads have little water, little food. It is not easy to go along them without provisions for the journey. Suppose I were to look about for provisions for the journey." End quote. Now at that time in Saketa, a merchant's wife had had a disease of the head for 7 years. Many very great world-famed doctors who had come had not been able to cure her. Taking much gold, they went away. Then Jivaka Komarabhaka, entering Saketa, asked the people, quote, "Who, good sirs, is ill? Whom shall I attend?" End quote. Quote, "Teacher, this merchant's wife has had a disease of the head for 7 years. Go, teacher, attend this merchant's wife." End quote. Then Jivaka Komarabhaka went up to the dwelling of that householder, the merchant, and having gone up, he enjoined the doorkeeper, saying, quote, "Go, good doorkeeper, say to the merchant's wife," quote within quotes, "Lady, a doctor is come who wants to see you," end quote within quotes, end quote. Quote, "Very well, teacher," end quote. And that doorkeeper, having answered Jivaka Komarabhaka in assent, approached that merchant's wife. Having approached, he spoke thus to that merchant's wife, quote, "Lady, a doctor is come who wants to see you," end quote. Quote, "What sort of a doctor is he, good doorkeeper?" End quote. Quote, "He is young, lady," end quote. Quote, "That's enough, good doorkeeper. What could a young doctor do for me? Many very great world-famed doctors who have come have not been able to cure me. They have gone away taking much gold," end quote. Then that doorkeeper went up to Jivaka Komarabhaka. Having gone up, he spoke thus to Jivaka Komarabhaka, quote, "Teacher, the merchant's wife speaks thus," quote within quotes, "That's enough, good doorkeeper, 3 dots taking much gold," end quote within quotes, end quote. Quote, "Go, good doorkeeper, say to the merchant's wife," quote within quotes, "The doctor speaks thus, do not, lady, give anything beforehand. When you become well, then you may give what you like," end quote within quotes, end quote. Doctor works pro bono. Quote, "Very well, teacher," end quote. And that doorkeeper, having answered Jivaka Komarabhaka in assent, went up to that merchant's wife. Having gone up, he spoke thus to that merchant's wife, quote, "Lady, the doctor speaks thus," 3 dots, quote within quotes, 3 dots, "then you may give what you like," end quote within quotes, end quote. Quote, "Well then, good doorkeeper, let the doctor come," end quote. Quote, "Very well, lady," end quote. And that doorkeeper, having answered the merchant's wife in assent, went up to Jivaka Komarabhaka. Having gone up, he spoke thus to Jivaka Komarabhaka, quote, "The merchant's wife, teacher, summons you," end quote. Then Jivaka Komarabhaka went up to that merchant's wife. Having gone up, he observed her uneasiness. He spoke thus to the merchant's wife, quote, "Lady, a handful of ghee is what is wanted." End quote. What do you do with it? Then that merchant's wife had a handful of ghee given to Jivaka Komarabhaka. Then Jivaka Komarabhaka, cooking up that handful of ghee, whew, with various medicines, made that merchant's wife lie down on her back on a couch and gave it, parentheses, to her, and parentheses, through the nose. Then that ghee, given through the nose, came out through the mouth. Then that merchant's wife, spitting it into a receptacle, enjoined a slave woman, saying, quote, "Come now, take up this ghee with cotton," end quote. Then it occurred to Jivaka Komarabhaka, quote, "It is astonishing how stingy this housewife is, in that she has this ghee which ought to be thrown away, taken up with cotton. Many of my very precious medicines went into it, and what kind of fee will she give me?" End quote. Then that merchant's wife, having observed Jivaka Komarabhaka's uneasiness, spoke thus to Jivaka Komarabhaka, quote, "Teacher, why are you perturbed?" End quote. Quote, "It occurs to me in this case, it is astonishing," three dots. He said all the same stuff that he thought to himself to her face, which would have been a cool moment had the Polytech Society not decided to cut it out of the text and replace it with three dots. Okay. "Will she give me," end quote. Quote, "But teacher, we householders know about this economy. This ghee is excellent for the servants or workmen for rubbing their feet or poured out into a lamp. Do not you, teacher, be perturbed. Your fee will not be lacking," end quote. Then Jivaka Komarabhaka removed the merchant's wife's 7-year-old disease out of the head by just one treatment through the nose. Then that merchant's wife, being well, gave 4,000 to Jivaka Komarabhaka. Her son, thinking, quote, "My mother is well," end quote, gave 4,000. Her daughter-in-law, thinking, quote, "My mother-in-law is well," end quote, gave 4,000. The householder, the merchant, thinking, quote, "My wife is well," end quote, gave 4,000 and a slave woman, and a horse chariot. Then Jivaka Komarabhaka, taking these 16,000 and the slave woman, and the horse chariot, set out for Rajagaha. In due course, he approached Abhaya, the king's son, at Rajagaha. Having approached, he spoke thus to Abhaya, the king's son, quote, "Sire, this is for my first work. 16,000 and a slave woman, and a horse chariot. May your highness accept it as a tribute for having had me cared for," end quote. Quote, "No, good Jivaka, let it be for you yourself, but do build a dwelling in our place," end quote. Quote, "Very well, sire," end quote. And Jivaka Komarabhaka, having answered Abhaya, the king's son, in assent, built a dwelling in the palace of Abhaya, the king's son. Now at that time, King Saniya Bimbisara of Magad came to suffer from a fistula. His outer garments were stained with blood. The queens, seeing this, made ton of him. I think that's a typo. I think made fun of him, saying, quote, Now the king is in his courses. The king is having a period. Soon the king will give birth. End quote. So it looks like pieces of letters are missing. The ink is like, for whatever reason, the typewriter was running out of ink or something. I don't know. On account of this, the king became ashamed. Then King Senia Bimbisara of Magadha, in other words, it didn't say made ton of him. Maybe it said made fun of him, and the top part of the F was missing. Right. On account of this, the king became ashamed. Then King Senia Bimbisara of Magadha spoke thus to Abhaya, the king's son, quote, "Good Abhaya, I have such a disease that my outer garments are stained with blood. The queens, seeing this, make fun of me, saying, quote, within quotes, three dots. The king will give birth, end quote, within quotes, please, good Abhaya, do find a doctor such as could attend me. End quote. Quote, sire, there is this Jivaka of ours, a young doctor of high repute. He will attend your majesty. End quote. Quote, very well, good Abhaya, command the doctor Jivaka so that he shall attend me. End quote. Then Abhaya, the king's son, commanded Jivaka Komarabhaka, saying, quote, go, good Jivaka, attend the king. Quote, very well, sire, end quote. And Jivaka Komarabhaka, having answered Abhaya, the king's son, in assent, taking medicine under his nail, approached King Senia Bimbisara of Magadha. Having approached, he spoke thus to King Senia Bimbisara of Magadha. Quote, sire, let me see the disease. End quote. Then Jivaka Komarabhaka removed King Senia Bimbisara of Magadha's fistula with just one ointment. Then King Senia Bimbisara of Magadha, being well, having had 500 women adorned with all kinds of ornaments, having made them take parentheses these and parentheses off, having had them made into a pile, spoke thus to Jivaka Komarabhaka, quote, let all these ornaments of the 500 women be yours, good Jivaka, end quote. Okay. Quote, no, sire, may your majesty remember my office, end quote. Quote, well then, good Jivaka, may you tend me and the women and the order of monks with the awakened one at its head, end quote. Quote, quote, very well, sire, end quote. Jivaka Komarabhaka answered King Senia Bimbisara of Magadha in assent. I'm gonna stop reading right there so that the next episode, Buddhist Books 277, Tipitaka 182, will also be interesting and not just a repetitive list of rules, because it will continue that story. And I'm happy to say it was an interesting story. My wife and I became what's the word, you know, given a certificate or whatever in Thai yoga body work at Emosha in Misuru, in Mysore, several years ago. Actually, it was right at the beginning of COVID. We left before, it was just before COVID hit, so it was the end of 2019. And anyway, the mythology, like the story goes, that Jivaka Komarabhaka used to do that Thai yoga body work or Thai massage with the monks in Lord Buddha's original order, and that as Buddhism, you know, went to Thailand, so did that method, and that as Buddhism was erased by the sands of time and other factors from India, it was lost. And so it was maintained, that massage practice. So that's interesting. Yeah, so I was already familiar with him. And in fact, I had a friend who went to Thailand, and I asked him to bring me back a... Or no, I thought to ask him, but I don't think he got the message. And they had that terrible earthquake, so it would have been weird to be like, are you okay? Did you suffer any injury? Could you pick me up a statue? So I think that just didn't happen. But at some point, those who've been watching all my programs know that I have a lot of statues. And I do want eventually to get one of Shivago, that's the short name for Jivaka Kumarabhaka, the doctor that oversaw the monks in the original Sangha. So it's nice to get his backstory. And I look forward to reading more about his backstory in the next episode. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode as well. And if you would like to hear the rest of that story soon, in the next few to several days, then do please feel free to click subscribe and give this video a like if you would. And we'll continue with that story next time. I'll go ahead and do the usual closing that we do here at the end of each episode. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.